I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And I'm John DeSando, and this is Cinema Classics.
It is indeed, my friend. There are so many movies yet still to discuss that we should put on people's radar, I think.
I know.
What do you want to see?
I do want to see Before Midnight. But of course I want to see that, Julie Delpy and Ethan Hawke, because talky, it's chatty,
you
right?
I like that.
I do.
Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy again?
Yes, again.
All right.
They're married now.
Haven't they made three movies like
this
now?
Yes, this is the third one of their...
Oh, my God. They should shut up. Before Midnight, okay, Richard Linklater's follow-up to some of those chatty...
Yes.
You know,
yes,
they're
yes.
strolling through Paris and loving each other. Okay.
But I'm kind of interested in a new take on magic. Now You See Me.
Not only is it a new take on magic, it's a new take on the heist movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, this looks really good. Like a little surprise... caper movie.
Yes.
With Mark Ruffalo, Jesse Eisenberg. It's all-star cast. Morgan Freeman. I mean, it could go on and on. It looks like they're putting on some sort of Vegas-style magic
sure.
act show and then running cons
yeah.
throughout the performance of the show.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting.
And they're going to be giving money back to the audience.
Yes,
but anyway,
one of those surprises that
surprise.
Are revealed in the trailer.
Here's another take that I find interesting.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of young actor comedians playing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
This is the end. Seth Rogen co-directing.
Okay.
And appearing with Franco and Watson and Rudd
right.
and Siegel. And
if it's good, let me know. I'm not interested.
All right.
Here's the other thing.
What do you want to see?
Well, okay, you know what I really want to see?
Yes.
What I really want to see
is... This is, again, these are all in June.
Yeah, I cannot wait to see Man of Steel. The last trailer that they released really strikes the right tone for me.
Okay.
Somewhat reverential to the iconography and the mood of the 1978 Superman,
yeah.
but then updating it with a sort of a darker Christopher Nolan-esque feel.
Sure.
You know, it just looks great.
Even with Russell Crowe as his...
As Jor-El.
Yes.
Taking over Brando's mantle. Because the little speech that he delivers is very much what Brando says in the first
Good.
Movie. And
right.
and that just hits right. me right in my nerd gut right there. I love that stuff. I'm also looking forward to, despite early reports that it's bad, World War Z.
I know.
Brad Pitt,
yeah.
Traveling around the world trying to figure out this zombie crisis.
Yeah. But how can you go wrong with Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy?
You could go really wrong.
That's
I'm
what
sure,
I thought.
I'm sure he could go wrong.
A buddy cop movie called The Heat.
Right.
And the fourth about kidnapping the president, White House down.
Yeah, right.
And who better than Roland Emmerich?
Right.
To create chaos.
Prodigal Son returns to the White House to destroy it again.
Now, July. Do we settle down and get serious?
You know what? I was
July?
Very excited to hear that they were redoing The Lone Ranger.
Well, heck yes.
Right?
Grown Ups 2.
Oh, my brother.
Gosh, with Adam Sandler, Kevin James, Chris Rock, and David Spade. Oh, do I have
How
to
will
do
we
it?
Mash the Grown Ups 2 in with The Heat and skip both?
Or see The Hot Flashes.
Now, here... Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, look at
Hot Flashes. Yeah.
Really? With Brooke Shields, Wanda Sykes, Virginia Madsen, Daryl Hannah with the basketball team.
Hmm.
Yeah. Susan Seidelman, Desperately Seeking Susan. Anyway,
right. Only God Forgives. Ryan Gosling recently
yes.
turned up in another great performance in A Place Beyond the Pines.
Yes.
He is reteaming with Nicholas Winding Refn, the director of Drive. In this, Gosling enters the world of Thai boxing, just mood immersed.
Right. I know that both of us will be looking forward at the end of July to Woody Allen's Blue Jasmine. It's always a lottery with Woody, particularly in his older years.
Midnight in Paris was like playing the lottery ticket for the last 15 years, and then finally
That's
you
right.
get one.
Wolverine.
I just root for Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. So as we slip into August, two guys who teamed together a while ago
mm-hmm.
are ones I'm looking forward to again together in a movie called Two Guns.
Yeah, Denzel and Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
They seem to have terrific chemistry.
From my past.
Oh, let me guess. You must be looking at Lovelace.
I am. The story
70s porn.
The story of Deep Throat's Linda Lovelace.
Wow.
And Paul Rudd and Emil Hirsch, Prince Avalanche. The two guys in Texas who are painting stripped out a highway who get to know each other.
So it looks painting like, lines on a highway.
Yes.
I think we've covered a lot of summer ground there.
We've left some out, but these are ones that we think most everybody's going to be aware of.
If anybody sees something that we should be talking about, let us know, right? You can email us or follow us on Facebook. And
great idea.
Comment.
So for that listener out there, make sure you pay attention.
Listen up, guy.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org and like us on Facebook.